Now, the death of PC David Rathband, the policeman who was blinded after being shot by gunman Raoul Motte, has dominated the headlines in recent days. He struggled with losing his sight, and in the end, less than 2 years after the shooting, he took his own life. His funeral takes place in Newcastle tomorrow. My next guest speaks from experience when she says she completely understands the dark thoughts people who people have when they deal with losing their sight. Maria Pikulski joins me in the studio. Good morning.
How are you? Okay, thank you.
You more or less suddenly lost your sight in 2003.
I did, yes.
What happened?
Well, I was a nurse at Chorley Hospital, and it was a patient that realised I was struggling with my sight. So at 42, you think you just need glasses. Mm. So I went and got my eyes checked, and it had gone in one eye first, and that was the February, and they thought it was a tumour and all other things, and then 6 months later it went in the other eye, and it was a big shock.
So what was it? Was in one eye, was it just cloudy? Were you kind of just struggling to see?
I was struggling with little tasks and everything at first, and I'm thinking just threading a needle or doing a chart or doing somebody's BMs at the hospital. I was really struggling, and I'm thinking, you know, what's going on here? And, you know, it was getting harder and harder, and I was a driver as well.
Yeah.
So I was struggling even driving, so it was quite frightening.
So one eye went, and then the other one went.
Yeah.
What did doctors tell you?
They didn't tell me much at first, because we were going through all the tests. So from the February, I didn't really find out what the condition was until the middle of August of 2003, after it had gone in the other eye, which is called Leber's optic neuropathy. So both optic nerves are damaged. So I got registered blind in the September 6, 2003.
So what's your sight like now?
Everything's a total blur. It's like looking through your bathroom window at shapes on the other side.
It must be so frustrating for you.
It is. It is frustrating. And at the time, I was totally devastated. I didn't want to be on this planet, actually. So I understand David, what he was going through at the time. You feel totally useless. You don't feel like you can do anything. You can't just go for a walk by yourself. And your job, you feel like your whole life has ended.
Mm. Because your life changed, didn't it? Because you had to pack in work. You obviously can't get behind the wheel of a car anymore. Did you feel like your independence had just gone?
Oh, the independence just stopped dead. And you just think you had to rely on other people. And also problems with your partner. That were, because you were like a different person all of a sudden overnight.
Yeah.
So it does cause problems within the relationship.
Yeah, what was it like with your friends and family? Because I imagine they wanted to be supportive, but, I don't know, they didn't want to kind of patronise you.
You know who your friends are when something difficult like that happens, and yeah. I have a lot of good friends that have stuck by me all these years. It's coming up to 9th year. And my partner tried his best, and he was supportive, but it caused a lot of rows, and, you know, you just feel totally useless. Like, he was doing a lot of the things at home, and you just thought, well, just cooking simple tasks, going out of the house, and, you know, you were just, like, falling all the time, and you have to learn to adapt, which, you know, at one instance, we had a row, and I just walked out on a busy main road in front of my house, and I just wanted to die, to be honest. I didn't want to live like this. And I even went back in the house and said, I'm that useless, can't even get myself killed. So you can laugh about it now.
But you now work for Action for Blind.
Yeah.
And you help people who I imagine, come to you feeling absolutely helpless, don't they?
I do, yeah. Every day, I work in an eye clinic at St. Helens Hospital. I'm seeing people all the time, every day, who are going through sight loss. And my youngest has been 5 and my eldest has been 101. And people having to give up work, it's devastating. Giving up driving. Just yesterday I had to tell a man that he couldn't drive again.
Yeah.
And he was totally devastated. But also, it's not just, it's getting the support for them. Like, I got a lot of support from Action to do with my employment. They fought for me to try and keep my job as a nurse. And we fought them 4.5 years, but at the end I got fed up with the fight, to be honest.
Right.
Also, Blind Veterans UK, formerly St Dunstan's. I went down to Brighton, and actually David, the police officer, he was part of Blind Veterans UK as well, and they totally rehabilitated me. They learnt me computers, they learnt me independence, they gained my, you know, built my confidence up. And if it wasn't for them, to be honest, three charities helped me. Action for Blind People helped me with my work. Blind Veterans UK helped me, to be honest, live again.
Yeah.
And Galloway's at Preston helped me gain my confidence up going out walking and building my confidence up that way. But if it wasn't for the charities, then I don't know where I'd be today.
What are your recollections, memories that you have, maybe you don't have them, of the time when you could see?
Oh, well, I was a workaholic. I loved my job as a nurse. Mm. And it was just, it was a happy time, you know. But I look now and my life totally changed. And it's opened new doors. And I've done a lot since I lost my sight.
You are obviously a very positive person, but what do you miss the most of not being able to do because of
driving. Yeah. Driving, going shopping by yourself, especially, say, Christmas shopping. I've got to always have somebody there with me to help me do this shopping. Just taking off in my car and going wherever I want to go.
I imagine now you have to plan everything, don't you?
Everything's planned. Say, for example, I've got to go to...
To come here today.
My taxi driver, who's my friend as well...
Did you tip her, by the way?
I haven't tipped her yet.
No, right.
And she was good enough to get up early, yeah, bring me here, and then now she's got... After this, she's got to take me to work.
Right.
But I just look and I think, yeah, it's relying on people, and it's the adaption and building your confidence. It's like a bereavement.
Yeah.
You're going through the different stages of bereavement. Like at my job, I give empathy and I listen to people, and I have to, while I'm talking to them, I'm thinking, what help can I get these people? And it's great when they come back and say, oh, I got this and I got that, and thanks for this and thanks for that. You're brilliant. What would we do without you? And it just makes me feel good that I'm helping them, I'm giving something back. But what I said, I was talking to a young man yesterday, and I said, you've got to have a goal. Blind people, when you lose your sight, especially in later life, I've had a goal all the way through my coming up for 9 years. Like, my first goal was jumping out of an aeroplane, my second goal was London Marathon, right. My third goal was learning to ski.
What's your next one?
My next one is wing walking. Hopefully on July the 14th.
Crackers. Absolutely crackers. Maria, thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay.
If people want more information about Action for Blind, how can they get in touch with you? Are you on the internet?
Well, yeah, Action for Blind People are on the internet.
Yeah.
Blind Veterans UK is on the internet. Galloway's is also on the internet.
It's all on the internet.
But if somebody wants to contact me for help, I don't care where they live, they can phone me at work on 01744 646 145, and I'm there 5 days a week.
What we'll do, we'll put all that information on our help desk, because I know you're busy in the morning, so if you want to call the help desk, it's 0845 305 9000. Maria, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's coming up to 7:30 now.